holding on Sadi Aleph in the days. About two dots, five lines down. So if a person took it out, didn't plant it, brings it back in, it's another shear is the chiv is the regular shear, which basically means he's decided not to use it for the purpose which he had stored it for and then taken it out for that purpose. So at this point in time he's no longer planning to plant it, so obviously it's that's not the shear anymore. The case wasn't that he hadn't explicitly decided not to use it for that purpose anymore, but he put it with his other items. And it's still really, you know, you could see where it is. So modatame kivan the mekama nicker, but milsei kamaisukoid. It's still accessible. It didn't mix in, so it's still accessible. You haven't explicitly decided not to use it for that purpose. Kamashlom me the zarka loitzer patule batli. No, the act of putting it back into the loitzer is an act of putting it with everything, store with everything, where you store everything else of it. So you're putting it back to a regular status. Sirashi Shita Kimna Lazare, if he didn't plant it, butla mimach shabaka maisa Bahabalaki Kaladam, so it's no longer being stored used for that purpose. So now it's a regular item, which is a shear. Amrabaya Mastisan Shaloy Nimakala Beferish, he had not explicitly changed his mind. El Hazarka Loitsa Imperial, so he put it with everything else. So Bitamach Shava. That's considered bit the mashava, miraloi atzne luchudei, didn't set it aside for in its own specific storage to use it in an amount which is, or usage which is less than usual. You put it where everything else is. Now, the question is, Zuck Rashi, well, if you put it where everything else is, so those items now get mixed in, so obviously there can't be a chiv in them anymore, even if you say that they're still for that purpose, but they're not visible. Well, the case which you would need to point this out is, so that's the case where it would be possible to contemplate Stelachiyah, because you could still know which ones are which. We should look at it still, they're separate. Even though I could theoretically get them back again, and they're still visible, but the act of putting the Oitzer is an act of Bittul on the original Moshav. Okay, we're going to leave Shiurim of Hutzah behind us. Now we're going to actually talk about some of the mechanics of the Malacha of Hutzah. Hamotzi Oichlin, Minostan Alavistupa. Person takes out foodstuffs and he puts it from the house onto the skupa, which is like the doorstep. And the Morse says the case was the doorstep was a carmelis. It was raised up enough vis-a-vis the Shusharabim, which was outside, that it wasn't part of the Shusharabim. But it was outside of the house. It wasn't part of the house either. So he put into a carmelis. Ben Shechazah B'tzian, Ben Shoytzian Acher. Whether he took it, then he later on came back and took it from the East Gufa to the Shusharabim. Somebody else took it to the Gufa to the Shusharabim. The Lachas Patzik, because it's going from Carmelis now to Rosh Hashanah, initially also from Malachta b'Basachas, because Hedy went straight from Rosh Hashanah all the way out to Rosh Hashanah, but he stopped in the Carmelis in the middle. New case. Kupa Shimaleya Peiris. You have a box which is full of some type of. We'll discuss the more means of referring to Peiris being grains, sometimes the word used refers to grains, or means fruits. Okay, she put the box, which is full of this these items. Menosan ali skufa chitzani. You put on the outside, outer step.
So is this a little different from previous cases?
Well, the case is going to be. Well, I think the stress is that even though it's all the way at the end of the skufa, since it was a box, part of the box was still inside the house, inside the doorway. You have to take the whole box out. So if part of the box is still inside, even though the majority of the fruits are outside, so the lach is still going to be potter. So it's stressing, even though like that end is all the way the outer edge of the box is all the way at the end, but as long as part of the box is still inside, it's going to be potter. So that's why it stresses the word chitzon.
But wouldn't that suggest that the chitzone, skuasa chitzone, is rishus rabin? In other words, if it was
yes, it means right. The correct. Okay. Mr. Rashi. The case was the skufa karmelis. You have to go from the akira and hanocha from one rishus to the other rishus. And then v'hadar akri mimokim p'tur karmelis v'anche mimokim chiyuv to rishus rabim so is not chay. Atchiyotzi klemer. Elam can't hoitzi a brishena kolakupa b'gemar mefarishlo. He has to do a full act of what you saw on the box. Let's more ha'iskufa. What was the case of the iskufa? Ilema iskufa, which is rishus rabim. So the step was not large enough, high enough, that it's considered independent of the rishus rabim. It's all part of the rishus rabim. So why is he potter? How come apik rishus rabim? He did it so. Ali Skufa Rishus Yachid. The case is maybe some of the case where the Skufa was large enough and high enough that it's considered is set off in the Rishus Rabim, it's Rishus Yachid. So it's Dalad by Dalad, the 10th Vachim High. So Ben Shechazer Ritzian, Ben Shechazer Nacher is Potter, Hakamapi Rishus Yachid, Rishus Rabim. The Skufa itself is Rishus Yachid, and you're doing a new act of it, so from there to Rishus Rabim. So why is he Potter? Ali Skufa Carmelis. Case was in his kumach was the Carmelis. So what's the chiddush in the Mishnah? He went to Rishus Yochid the Carmelis. Carmelis was Rabbi Mispata. Okay, I know that already. No big chiddush in that. The chiddush is that had he not stopped, he'd be chayiv. Why is that a chiddush? Walkamash Malon. Carmel the Noch. Carmelis. The reason why he's put it because he's put it down. Holy Noch. If he didn't put it down, he's going to be chayiv. The Carmelis is chayiv. Assistant like Ben Azai, come and tell me you don't hold like Ben Azai, the Tanya Ben Azai says the Mitzvah is Mechanus the Platya. Derech Stov is Chayiv, but Ben Azai holds is Poitur. So the Mishnah is stressing we hold Chayiv. Even though it went through Rishus through a Carmelis, but since it went from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim, he's going to be his Chayiv. See Rashi. Okay. In a miskufa rishus rabim kagun. So Rashi says, where's the case of miskufa? We have a din rishus rabim. It has a step, so it's set off. So Rashi says, the case would be what we had in the first parak. Kagun givoya tes v'rochav arbo rabim mechasven alav. It was exactly 10. It was exactly 9 tefachim high. It was 4x4, so it could be used, and people actually use it to adjust their items on, etc. So the chaz of the rabbim, the ksufit, the kenemar perikam, we said if it's exactly that right height, the people could use it to adjust. It becomes part of the function of the rishus rabbim, and because it didn't rishus rabbim, even though it's tall, because it didn't rishus rabbim, people actually use it, Rashi says. Rishus yachid, gebaya yud, merachav chabad dalad, it's 10 high, 4 wide, 4x4. So now it went from the house to the Rishus Yochid A to the scoop of Rishus Yochid B. Now it goes in school for the Rishas Rav, and that's how it saw. Shem Rishas Yochid, Rishas Rav, Rishas Rav. Eli Skubo Karmel, it's Megimel Vates. What has Bechlal, it's higher than three Tvachim, because three Tvachim, well, it's three Tvachim or higher, because less than three Tvachim, it's considered part of the Rishas Rav. From three until nine, Well, it's well, not nine, because nine we said is Rishas Rav, because Rav and Mechassim love. Venom Bakura, there's no roof over it. Rechabadalan is four wide. That is a Carmelis. So what's the Chiddush? Holy Noch Mechayiv. Now we got the Hibiru there. Carmelis, even though it went through a Carmelis. Well, Loy Amr, we don't say Mehalachka. I mean, Dami, Ben Azashita was. Each step is like you stopped. Even though you're walking, it's like you stopped. And then Bikahanoch is Gufay. And we have the rule, so if he stops, it's like you put it down. So he went for the Carmelis. The Carmelis is the Rav, even though he's walking the whole way. Ben Azi says, that's how you look at Mahalach Ka'imadami. We don't say that. Mechanus is just a Yochid. To a Platya, it's just a Rav. From the store to the plaza. Derech Stov. What's the Stov? Mokim Mukav Etzbos Leishev. It was a place where there was benches around. Outside, or like little shelves sticking out, where you could sit. Who Carmelis the loy baki bay rabim the head. People don't walk through that area because you have all these benches there, whatever it is. So it's not made for the flow of traffic of the Rishas Rabim, but it's definitely not Rishas. Okay, that's a Carmelis. Okay. Now, Kupashim Malaya. So she said that if he takes it out and puts it outside, as long as part of the box is inside, so part of the box is inside, so the loch is he's going to be potter. The more it calls it that. Now, even though there's majority of the peri is outside, so I can tell majority of the peri is outside in one of two ways. I'm talking about long things of celery, you know, lined up like this in the box, and the box is partially inside, and part of the celeries are inside, and the majority of the celeries are outside. Or, like we're talking about apples, and there's 50 apples, and 35 of the apples are outside totally. So when you say majority of the peris is outside, do you mean that each peri is partially inside or partially outside? It means the majority of the total peris are inside or outside. Naf community is, am I saying the reason why you're put over here because the celeries are partially inside? The main thing is not the box, it's the celeries. Or the box said, well, this apple is totally outside. You did it itself from a Shusar Yachid to Shusar Rab on that apple. But we say the box changes its status and the box is partially inside. An Agad Kli Shmayagad. The fact that it's still connected through the Kli to inside is like it's still inside. Even though this apple is totally outside now. Tzatz Machlokis Amaroyim. Amar Chizkiyah. It has your squashes and your gourds, so long things, you know, your zucchinis, so long zucchinis, and they're partially inside still. But if it has mustard seed in it, like go to the other extreme, you know, so all those seeds are outside now, those mustard seeds, even though it's attached inside. Alma Ksaber Agar Kli Loshme Agar. The fact that they're all connected together, Loshan Vagudov connected together through the Kli doesn't give them the status of being connected together. We look at each seed individually, and this seed it went from Shasu Yachad to Shasu Rab. So he's Chai. Rabbi Yechon and Omar Afilu Malaya Charel is Potter, because Alma Ksaber Agar Kli Shme Agar. Rechon disagrees and says, no, we said the act of Hitzor wasn't done on the Chardel, it was done on the box. The box is partially inside. So the Agar Kli makes it one unit. So Amr B'Zeir, Mesnisa Deloy Kechizkiya Deka Deloy Kerbiachon Deka. It doesn't seem to work, be meduyuk, to be precise or correct, either according to Brechon or according to Chizkiyah. Then more than explained. Chizkiyah loy deka. It does not seem to fit well according to Chizkiyah. Why? The Tony, Achiyotzi is called hakupa. So it says you're not chayim until you take out the whole box. It seems to be stressing the box. Time out the kol hakupa. This over here seems to be the whole box. Hakol haperis is potter, but it means to be a case where you don't have to have the reason why you're potter because you didn't take out the whole peri. That's not the issue. It seems to be the issue because you didn't take out the whole box. It means even if the peri is outside, you took out the whole peri. Since you didn't take out the whole box, you're potter. So amak sabra agat klish me agat. So l'chor that supports the b'yechidon. Says ah. So l'chor the mission goes like a b'yechidon. It's a right to b'yechidon. Mercy has been to k'b'yechon loy deka also. It doesn't go well like k'b'yechon either. Why the k'toni? Al-Bishar-Rayv Paris Mi-Bachutz, it said, Al-Bishar-Rayv Paris Mi-Bachutz, even though the majority of the Paris are outside, time of the Rayv Paris, Hawk Hall Paris. What would be if you have a box which is not mole, and it has 40 apples, but the box is long, and at one end of the box there's no apples. Well, now you take the box and you put it, and all 40 apples are outside. So the Mishnah Yochai, all of the pears are outside. But the box is still partially inside. So why are you only saying right of pears? Give me a case where all of the pears are outside and still your pots are because the box is still inside. Hawk call of pears, obviously the Gira Koopa Mikawa, even though the Koopa is still connected inside. Chayiv, Amak Sabra Agashmi Kli. So the Mishnah really is not very, it seems to be contradictory. So the Mishnah says, okay, Vela Kasha. So the Mishnah now is difficult to understand. So more answers that Chizki Mataras Tatame, each one of these Amaroyim will explain the Mishnah following their reasoning. Okay, so then more explains. Chizki will explain the Mishnah according to his logic. So Achiyos is called a kupa. So the Mishnah stresses Rav Paris as opposed to Kol Paris, because if you take out all the Paris, because I can show you the Yaga. So the Reish is great. The problem is, what's with the Sefer? So Achiyos is called, it says, Kol Kupa. So we add in the following words. So the Mishnah reads like this. Even the Rebbe of the Paris, Mechutz Yipotter. Zok the Mishnah, when is that? So we're talking about Kishuan and Diluin. But a case where it's Melech Hardel. Then we're Mechutz Yipotter, Kishuan and Diluin, but Melech Hardel, Nasa Kemisha Hoitzi is called a Kupa Bechayim. So Achiyas is called a Kupa is part of this phrase, which we're saying, we consider it as if you took out the whole Kupa and your Chayim, and that's what the Mishnah is saying. So it's not discussing what should be in a different case, it's saying over here, in this case, that the case which, the unspoken case of Chardel, you took out the whole Kupa, and that's how you understand the Mishnah. We consider it as if you took out the whole Kupa and your Chayim. What was the problem? The problem by him was, what's this Rav thing? Even if they're all outside your pot. So he understands the Mishnah like this. Even though Rav Paris Mibachutz, your pot. And not only that, Rav Paris Mibachutz. El Filo Kola Paris is potter. Achiyas is Kola Kupas. So the Mishnah is like a Loisu Absin. Not only if Rav is outside, but even if the whole thing is outside, as long as the Kli is inside, your pot. Neither one very, very Gishmak. Basimei Brisa says Hamoitzi Kupas Aroichlin. No, we had the mission before. Hamoitzi Kupas Aroichlin Menosan Alis Kufa Achit Zayna. No, we didn't have that before in the mission. So a person takes out Kupas Aroichlin. We had it, the Gabi, the Mora talked about it, we didn't have it in the Mishnah. Okay. So this Bryce says, a person takes out Kupas Aroichlin. That was the Merchim Samim, they have different minim in there. So he has different compartments. So the Reuchel takes out this box. Not only skuva chitzono, but she rabbi min bibachutz potter as she says kol akupa. Now, these items usually are like little bundles. So there's bundle. Some of them are outside totally. Kohen Chizkiyah should be chayiv. So kasha l'chizkiyah. So amal chizkiyah hacham amiskinan. What we're talking about is beurnesi. It's not just, you know, it's talking about they're still with their roots, their long roots, etc. So it's not little, you know, you're picturing little bundles of the ground spice ready to go, or you know, the pieces of the cinnamon broken off a little. We're talking about you have the herb there, you know, and he's bringing the women the fresh herbs, and they were making their own concoctions out of it themselves. So those are long things. That's why it's partially inside. Let's see Rashi. Before we get to the next kasha, a little more complicated. Okay. Kishum is a luin. Shena ruchin, they're long. Badan yesh mehan bifnim. Part of the kishum and the luin are inside. Chomad the ogel the gavoy koldehu labit sohi. As long as it's partially inside, connected inside still a little bit, it's not itself. Amalechardel. Shere yesh mehan kulan bachutz. There's some seeds totally outside. Av abishal yidea kli who nega the tzapim. It's still connected inside through the kli. Is chayim daga kli lo shmeyagim, the fact that it's connected to the kli doesn't give it a status of being connected inside. Lermer, we don't consider it shmeyagim lermer lo yotze kula, didn't go outside. V'dayin agda biyoder bifnim, it's still connected inside. Fine. So Rashi zeh loshen hashas l'nim shabbos kol kama deloy nafik le kulei. The more uses the phraseology, as long as it hasn't went totally outside, we call it curly ogud. It's bound inside. The Rashi says it's not bound inside. Ogud means that there's actually something binding it together. So these things, it's not a point of being bound. It's not tied inside. The gudai shayach legab rishus kam, still considered connected to the rishus. Rashi just explained the word agud is not really the correct the phrase we would have used. Rashi says it just means you're connected inside. I'm not sure what Rashi would use instead, but the word agad is usually used in Shas, like you have by your lulav. You have to bind it. It's a lotion of binding. So it has to be a knot. There has to be something connected. So that's what igud usually means. Something binding it together. So it's not bound inside. It's not tied inside. That's not the point. The point means it's still considered connected by the fact that it's there. What Balashan would use, shaykh is something like that. As long as it's shaykh to inside, it's some way it has some relationship to the inside, it's possible. What'd you say? Karach probably has similar problems as the word ogud. It sounds like Karach also means Lashan, you know, tied together.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. That's a conceptually right. The other worm, the Adrius, is called a kupa. Comes along the one second. Where's it coming? The more it's coming, the more it's terrible. Yeah. When did you tell me that you have to get the whole kupa? It's malayek shum v'luyin. Shem malim ba'orkan is called reichav kupa. Their land takes up the whole width of the kupa. You lay them out long ways, so if you take it out that way. Until you take out the whole box, they're partially inside. Rechem is harsel tamei. Tartik tani mastis. Loizuavs, it's like saying stepping up. The Sefer Muchot, so because the Sefer, we understand the Tony Kola Kupa, the Tony Kola Paris. So we started talking about Paris, we ended talking about the Kupa. So we say that most of there's two cases here. Or if you look, Kola Paris Mimbachutz, not me Potter, she has to Kola Kupa. So that's like the flow of the mission. They're still partially connected inside the fruits. Even though they're not even partially connected, as long as the cleans inside, you still pot. Rechon is Mechib Samim. So God had a bit sorry, show you about soror, shab samim, shchuk him the little packets of ground samim. He after the mixes kupa, when you take a part of the box or the container, novik bahi porta kamatsur is cool, and so but when you take out part of the thing, there's some little packets which have been totally removed from inside the outside. Tani potter, alma agad kli, ishme agad. So even though this little packet of Spice X is totally outside. We're in the dike that it's potter. It's a kash and chizk. It says, Bornasi, Agudas, Shroshim, Aruchim, Akono, Akilufish, Akinomen, Shenon, Ruchim. All these items are, we're talking about they're still in the original state before they've been ground, ready to use, and they're log, and they're partially inside. So he said, either the roots, Aikana Aikilufa Shalkinamon, or Aikana, or I'm not sure, there's Iskina, I think. Kana would be like a reed. I'm not sure which some of it is automatic reeds, but you have a long reed. Or the Kilufa Shalkinamon is the cinnamon bark. Maybe? But usually, I mean, but even so, the limit, the phrase of kana doesn't fit your average vegetable. You wouldn't refer to the stem as a kana. Okay. Meisve, Moshe, Rabbi, Barabai. It's a tersefta.
A grain of kis b'shabbos.
So it's the brayso is discussing. It's a price of Mishalev Bakama. It's discussing the issue of Kim Leib Rab Minay, the Chi of Shabbos, the Chi of Hutzah. Are they coming simultaneously? That therefore, the Hidi Potter for paying for the Geneva because he's Chai Misa for Shabbos. So Zakta Brice are going to kiss for Shabbos. Chayiv. Person steals the keys on Shabbos. Allah says he's chayv to pay for the kiss. Shkain is chayv b'gneva. Kedem shiabul the yisur Shabbos. Chayv b'gneva precedes the yisur Shabbos. But that's the case where a person picks up the keys. So the chayv b'gneva is even though he's standing in the rishus of the one he's being one being stolen from. So lechera. The act of stealing it is not complete until he actually steps out, which that's the malach of Hitzah. No, because Hagbah is kind of even in the rishus of the Nignav. Let's say, however, he was schlepping, it was a very large per packet, and he was, instead of picking it up, he was dragging it along. So over there, he cannot be kind of in the rishus of the Nignav, because he didn't do Hagbah. When would he be kind of through the process of Mashicha, pulling it out of the Rishus of the Nignav into his, as it were, Rishus. So it's only going to be true when he pulls it out of the Rishus of the Nignav. Potter, Shere Yisr, Geneva, Yisr, Shabbos, Boin Kechot. So that's the moment of Yitzhah. So the moment of Yitzhah is the moment when the king is taking place. No, so then he's Kimle, B'Ravim Day, and he's Potter. A Ganav does not get a chiyuv to pay for a Ganav unless he did a Maisik which has a valid whole status in Kenya. So that's a Hagbah. That's a Kenya. If I give you something, you say lift it up and you're kind of. So the Hagbah it's not. So then there's another kinyan, which is the act of pulling it to yourself. But, so it's not considered mashiach. As long as they're pulling to yourself, mashiach is not kind of rishus of the machna. So mashiach has to be kind of either in a simta or a simta. In your rishus, you don't need mashiach. That's in your chotzer. So where's mashiach in the gaya? It's in the gaya, in the simta, in the, you know, the out of the rishus of the nizik into the street. So if I'm in the street and you give me your animal to be kinda, so I move the animal along and I'm kinda. Or if I take it out of your rishus and I move it again, so it's because it's like a halacha says it's like I'm bringing it to myself.
Yes.
That's the logic behind it, but it doesn't work rishus of the makna. So he'd have to only be, mashiach would only be valid when he gets it out of the rishus of the nignav. At that point in time, he's chayav. That's the malacha.
That's also the
So that the Morning Exubus talks about that if the this is part of the process. So it's quite a discussion over there that anything which is part of the process, even though it's not the completion of the process, but at the end of the day, when the process is completed, he's chayiv for that part also. So and it's an integral part to the process. So he's potter. So at the end of the day, when a person does this, transfer, puts it down, he's not chayiv for the hanacha. That's the moment when he's chayiv. What is he chayiv for? Is for the kira, the transfer, and the hanacha. So you be chayiv geneva for the transfer and the misa for the putting it down. That's not correct. The moment you're chayiv is by the hanacha, but you're chayiv for is for transferring it. So no, you can't be chayiv two things. You can't be chayiv moment and misa for the same mice. I just condensed a major sugya over there. The more it discusses how integral does it have to be. Let's say he picked it up when he didn't have to pick it up. So, but the mice now he did pick it up. Does that count or not? We'll get to ksubas. We'll get to it. Okay. Anyway. So Mora says, "Now, visakolaitu agad kli ishme agad."
I mean, doesn't that seem to? I thought you had said at one point that really the malacha is.
Yes, it's very it's very negated to that discussion.
Is the trance not the akira? Not a
then that's a big discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim already. What exactly is? What's the defining element of the malacha? Is it the transfer? Is it the kira and the nocha? But everybody agrees that the transfer is an integral part of the process because you can't be chayv unless there's a transfer. So at the end of the day, that's part of the process. So that's why I said I'm condensing it. Yes. So then, kadam le'isr geneva le'isr shabbos. So Rashi points out that the money inside of the kiss, we don't say agad kli shmei agad the gabi the kinyonim. So he has coins in his purse, and next amount of coins he's taken out of that rishus and pulled them to himself. Those coins are considered he has them, even though the fact is that the purse is still partially inside. So the chiyuv geneva is on each item before the chiyuv Shabbos comes. Chiyuv Shabbos is only when you complete the process. So kadam le'isur geneva le'isur Shabbos. So you see, agad kli lo shmei agad is a kasha and a bircha. You know, so more says either afke derech piv. If the case was you took it out with the mouth of the kiss facing out, so achinama you'd be right. So, since these coins are accessible and are outside, you've brought them to yourself, even though part of this big sack is partially inside. So, we don't look at, we say, these coins you've taken already. However, the afke derech shulav, you took it out backwards, and the opening which of the bag is still inside. So you have no access at this point in time to the items, even though they're outside. But if you cannot access them, it's not called that you've done a kinyan on them yet. The Mor says, "What do you mean they're not accessible?" But ikam mokum chilma, there's the seam on the bottom which you could open up and get to that. So they're accessible still. The boy mafkile, you could tear it over there. Bishakel, and you could take the coins out. So that means that it's they're still accessible at this point in time. You have a way to get to them. So that's called, so that the gabi, the kinyan, these coins are been taken out, and so you're away from the shushet by them to you, and you can get them. You might need a knife. Well, good, so you need a knife, but so what? So Mor says, Benaskla. The case over here wasn't coins. The case over here was a bar of metal. It didn't got. So there, if it's all one item, even though you've taken the item out, till you complete the process of taking the item out, you're not kohen. So then the fee of Shabbos and the fee of Geneva happen in Pesach. Correct. Right, basically parallel to the skin, but the Mor is saying is, the Mor is not telling you that the Gabi Hilchos Kinyan, it also has that din. If you take an item out, not totally, so the item that you're trying to be kernel, you're not kernel the item until you take it out totally. The Mor says, it's a Rashi. The Mor should ask, still there was some more details on it, but I just want to get the Rashi movement. Got a kiss for Shabbos, four lines into the wide Rashi's. Chayiv. B'tashuman. B'abishanidim b'navshis. We're going to punish him to be killed. He still has to pay. Shekranis Chayiv. B'geneva. B'shosh. Shehigviya ha'kiss. B'beis ha'balim. The Chayiv B'geneva is when he picked it up. And the Chayiv Shabbos, he took it out. So it's two separate things. It wasn't kind of with Hagbah. Elabit saw me with the Balaam. He's kind of with the act of taking it out. That's the act of taking it to himself, that the Mashiach. He's Pater, Mitashlumen. Because for Yisra Shabbos, they come at the same time. Now the Mor says, I told you that the Kinyan Mashiach is in a Simta. Simta is not Mashiach Rabbah. Okay, Mor Uksubas Parach Ik the Afkel Rishus Rabbim Isser Ganeva Lek the Rishus Rabbim Lav Mokam Kaniya. You not can't be kind on Rishus Rabbim. It's Chiv Shabbos, not a Chiv Ganeva. And if it's to a symptom, there's a Chiv Ganeva, not a Chiv Shabbos. Mukilei Bitsir Rishus Rabbim Inam Bitsir Fiyad Lamata Megimel Bekiblu. So the Mor said either that there is, we had before. If you have the Mahalach which is a Rabban, you have the side place, which is like not where the main flow is, so off to the side, that Chazal did allow you to be kind over there, but it is considered as a Rabban to be Chayiv. Or, alternatively, the case wasn't that the Kinyan was Mashicha, the case was that he had his hand there, and Kinyan Yad is kind of Mashicha a Rabban. So the case was he pulled it out into his hand. So the moment of getting it out, going into his hand, was all this came at the same time. Mashiach is not kind of Rosh Hashanah. The Rashi says, however, that the if it's you need the Matzah Megimel, you need the Matzah Megimel Alt Hilchis Shabbos. Because Lamata Megimel, we look at it that it wasn't picked up and it's still considered like it's on the ground, so it's considered that I'm missing a step over the why you need Lamata Megimel. I have to look it up again. Come listen to Gnevel Lisha Shabbos, the Kimon Shatsiyah Miksosai. You take it out partially. All of the coins that are outside your kinder. You take it out of the mouth of the sack. gam rishus yachad ayirekli. So it's a kasha of yachad. The Gemara says he took out a derech shula. Kimi loy motzi the mishkul el is loykoni b'hagbasa. So now b'hagbasa over here is means the act taking it out is not kind if you can't get to it. The Gabi Shabbos is still connected inside. The Gabi Kinyan, since you can't get it, it's like it's, he wasn't kind of yet. So once he kind of, he takes the whole sack out. Now the mouth is out. So that's the Chiyah, that's when the Chiyah of Shabbos is. So that's a Basachas, that's why you Chay. That's why he's Chay of Shabbos and he's Potter and Ganed. The place where it's sewn on the bottom, you can tear that open and get it out. Chalmas is Sodura Kamai Ba'arva Raita Shani Or Decholim. It was connected together. So that it means like solder together. That means sewn. Mafka is Karek and Terra. The Moran says Benasla. Shein Chatichas Aruches is long pieces of metal. Calls the Mudge Mixos and Mifnim is Lakon. So the Chiyav Shabbos and the Chiyav is when it comes outside, and the Chiyav Ganev is when it comes outside, and that's why he is going to be putter from pain. Okay. That's all there is.